Piercing the Darkness, a Crossway book written and read by Frank E. Peretti. It could have begun in any town. Bacon's Corner was nothing special, just a little farming town far from the interstate, with exit signs offering gas, no lodging, maybe a little food if the place was open, and little more. But it began in Bacon's Corner, behind a dismal rented farmhouse. A flapping, a fluttering, a free-for-all, then a long, eerie shriek racing through the forest, moving this way and that through the trees like a hunted animal. Then a flash of light giving chase, moving with blinding speed. More screams, more flashing lights. Suddenly the forest was filled with them. The trees ended where a pasture began. The chase broke into the open. First out of the forest came a black, bulb-eyed thing, its dark wings blurring, its breath pouring out like a long yellow ribbon. Right behind it, and so dangerously close, the sun itself exploded out of the forest, a brilliant comet with wings of fire and a sword of lightning. The demon could feel the heat of the warrior's blade right at its heels. Now, now turn away! I'm going! The fiery blade cut an arc through the air. The demon withered and slipped from the world of mankind, gone in a tumbling puff of red smoke. Other warriors were striking demons from the sky like foul insects until only one was left, spinning and tumbling on one good wing. An angel swatted the demon away with the flat of his blade, and it fled. Then it was over. But not soon enough. "Is she all right?" asked Nathan, sheathing his sword.